Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, the gates are open for the open house right here at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama, Highway 98. Got a big sale going on. Come by and talk to the folks here. Just look at a boat. Maybe you're in the market. Maybe you're going to be in the market in the future. Get an idea of what's available. They've got all different kind of models. They've got Trackers. They've got Mako, Tahoe, Regency, SunTrack, and even got some ATVs and side-by-sides. So come on by here and see Lucio and Riley and the gang here. We're talking right now with Captain Patrick Garmison. We talked with him about this time last year. And the big question, everybody now wants to know, ugly fishing.
Ugly fishing.
You get asked that on a regular basis.
Yes, sir. Well, the story's a little bit easy. In my earlier 20s, I was in a fishing club called the ACFA, Alabama Coastal Fishing Association. We had an online forum. At the time, I was using a lot of ugly sticks, so I used my handle as Ugly Stick, and then everybody started calling me ugly out in public and everything. So I just kept that going, and then whenever I started my business, I was like, man, I need to have something that's going to be memorable, that sticks with people, and just went with Ugly Fishing. And, man, I tell you what, you never know when you're going to have an ugly day of fishing.
Well, you asked for it. I promised you it was going to be ugly.
I set the bar low, right?
Yeah,
set the
go.
Bar low. The guys that set their bar at, like, limit out fishing and crush them all fishing or whatever, it's like, man, you're setting the bar up high. And you got to hit that. So I set the bar low, shoot high, and we go for it.
Hey, that's the way to do it. Patrick, where are you fishing right now this time of year?
So still in a little bit of the tidal rivers, but we are starting to move out into the bay. The speckled trout are moving out. We actually got stuck fishing the marsh yesterday because winds were absolutely howling. So we got in some marsh and did some red fishing, did phenomenal redfish. I just kind of really mix it up based on where my customers are coming from. But I fish the bay, I fish the Gulf for sheephead. The sheephead are moving out into open waters out and around the gas rigs and the nearshore platforms because they're about to start spawning. So they're really grouping up. The bull reds are starting to gang up around the passes and around the beaches and stuff. So we're sight fishing bull reds. Speckled trout are still around, but really that's kind of probably my lowest priority right now. Really, what I like to focus on this time of year is redfish and sheephead. And they're not disappointing.
Well, this week the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission filed a notice of intent to change the redfish regulations in Louisiana
okay.
to go from 5 to 4 fish. an 18 to 27-inch slot, which raises that lower end up, and the guides cannot keep their own limit on the boat, and you can't keep any bull reds over 27. Do you feel sorry for them?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And compared to Alabama, well, how's that stack up?
So we have ours is 16 to 26 inches, mm-hmm. Three per person. Legally, the guide can keep his limit, but I opt to not keep my limit. Most of the time we have 3 to 4 anglers on the boat, so 9 redfish. I mean, in my opinion, is good, and in my eyes, I have to do what I need to do to protect the resources. Right. So, if the next guy that comes along, we still have plenty of fish to catch.
Well, you know, if it improves the population, and you go out there and you get 20 bites, and you keep 3 or 4 fish, fine. But if you go out there and you only get 6 or 7 bites, and you catch 5, what have you really accomplished? You didn't get to do the fishing, is the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
On your speckled trout, what's the limit on your speckled trout?
We have 6 per person.
Yeah.
6 per person, and it's 15 inches to 22 inches in a slot. They are, you are allowed to keep one over both the redfish and the speckled trout. But there again, I always protect those as my breeder fish, and we tag and release all of our fish that are over the slot.
Yeah. Does many of your customers want to keep those big fish?
Not necessarily. A lot of times when if we do catch a really big speckled trout, it's I don't know, they just think you got to keep it. It's like, well, you know, we can take a really nice picture of it. We can tag this fish. I do a lot of tagging for the CCF Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We deployed almost 100 tags on redfish this week.
Wow.
So a lot of times we'll tag them, and quite regularly we get reports back on this fish being recaptured. So not only do you get you have the lifelong picture, and then you tag it, and then you may get a little story about the fish in weeks or months to come.
People think they need to kill the fish to get it mounted, too. Do you work with a taxidermist who does fiberglass reproductions for measurements and pictures?
I do. Gray's Taxidermy.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
So they, we can take a good picture, take a measurement, and they can have a replica made that looks like a fish that just came out of the water.
Very good. Patrick, before we go, if somebody wants to call you, talk fishing, get some reports, they can come by here and see you. You'll be here for a little while.
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit.
But give your phone number out and website. You got a great website, by the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The website is the best place to go. It's uglyfishing.com. All of my social media links are on the homepage, as well as my contact information. But my number is 251-747-1554.
And that is on the website. Well, I'm going to let you go talk to Lucio, because he's going to try to sell you a new boat for your business.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.